Hi everyone, this is Special K of the Black Flag cast, Kevin Latchford, and I'm here with Ellie Eberts, who was recently a cosplayer playing Sailor Mercury at the Viz Media booth at Otakon 2014. Ellie, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Well, the first thing I'd like to ask is, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Ellie Eberts. I've been cosplaying since around 2007. I've made hundreds of outfits for myself, friends, and for clients. I'm 20, and I'm a college student, and I'm getting my major in theater arts with a minor in fashion design, and I love cosplaying.
Very, very nice. Specifically, let's get down to the character you portray. First, let's talk about the anime in general. Sailor Moon. When did you become aware of it? Become a fan of it, and what kind of role did it play? What kind of inspiration did it give you in your life?
Sailor Moon has been a huge part of my life ever since I was teeny tiny. I found Sailor Moon when I was, I think, 6. I used to watch it on Cartoon Network. After school, I would run to my my daycare, and I would go into my friend's room, and we would sit there and watch Sailor Moon and raise our hands and transform with the Sailor Guardians. And it's just been a huge influence in my life. My first costume that I made all by myself was Sailor Moon, and I was like 7, and I made it out of construction paper. So it's really inspired me in a lot of ways to be a strong individual and to follow my heart. Yeah.
Absolutely marvelous. Specifically the character you portray, Sailor Mercury. What kind of drew you to Mercury?
When I was younger, I was always the smart friend, you know, the one who got 100% on the math quiz and who knew all these big words that nobody knew what they meant. And so I really connected with Mercury, that she is the smart one. She's the one that always knows what's going on and keeps a level head. And I really love that characteristic about her. And I think that we share that. And also blue is kind of sort of my favorite color. So...
Absolutely fair enough. You've been cosplaying a while, and I would take it at this point you are quite established. Established to such an extent, you and 4 other cosplayers got selected by Viz Media for being affected with their official representatives at their booth at Otakon. How did that come about, and what was your experience with it, and any funny anecdotes from the experience?
Working with Viz is absolutely amazing, and it's such an honor to be a part of this influential series. It started back in July, actually. I was also Sailor Mercury at Anime Expo for Viz. And cosplayers applied on a website called American Cosplay Paradise. And everyone's application was sent directly to Japan. And people in Japan, you know, from Toei, they went through and they looked at them. And they chose who they thought loved Sailor Moon the most and who portrayed the characters the best. And it's a huge honor to have been selected to help with this. Words cannot describe how amazing this is. I mean, if you told little me this like 10 years ago, I would never have believed you that I would have been chosen to help promote the series I love so much. But it's really so amazing. Everyone is so kind, and the people at Viz are really so nice to us. They bring us water when we're working, and they always ask us how our feet are, because that's always the worst part. But really, one of the best things is being able to bond with all the girls. You know, there's 4 other girls that you're working with, and you see them all the time, the whole entire weekend. I mean, we even room together. Most of us room together at the con. And so really just making friends with these girls is amazing. We even all crammed our feet into the hotel's teeny tiny bathtub and did a hot water bath with this nice bubbles and soap and stuff to make our feet feel better. But that's probably the funnest thing, actually, is just chilling with all these awesome people. It's a huge honor, though, to be chosen to do this.
Indeed. And you would say that this experience with these four other ladies would be like, kind of epitomizes the camaraderie that builds amongst cosplay groups.
For sure. We're all great friends now, and we're already planning to do more group cosplays together and stuff like that. It's really great.
That's very interesting. In fact, I believe the lady who portrayed Mars said that you guys did not even know each other, and literally it was within a matter of minutes upon meeting each other, you guys realized you were all on the same wavelength. Did you feel the same, or was that like what was your experience in that?
I totally felt the same. I got into Baltimore at like 1 a.m. on Friday morning, and Kapalaka, who was Mars, was the one who brought me up to the hotel room, who was still awake. And just instantly, I knew that we would just hit it off and be awesome friends. And same with everyone else who was there. It's really amazing. It's the magic of Sailor Moon is what it is.
Indeed. And I mean, being that you're working for the animators of Sailor Moon, I mean, was this like, you know, a thing of, well, you know, hey, I get to work with Viz Media, or was, well, this is just a side bonus, I'm working for them. Really, quite frankly, I'm just here because I like the character. I mean, is it for the art, or was it for the cause, do you think?
Both. It's awesome to be able to work for Viz, and I like to be able to, you know, put my name out there and to network with all these great people. But at the same time, I'm just a huge nerd, and I just love Sailor Moon.
That sounds fair enough to me, spoken like a true cosplayer. Moving on to cosplay for a minute, I mean, many people have said to me, you know, it's really a great example of one's, in the making of the costumes, showing self-reliance and independence and skill, as well as self-expression and a lot of creativity as found in cosplay. What are your thoughts on that, kind of the individualist element of it?
I totally think that cosplay is an art of self-expression. Mm-hmm. The costumes I pick are always characters that I relate to or that I want to be more like. And being able to make these things just, it's a way to express myself and to make myself feel like I am them. I make a lot of princess dresses. I've realized that I want to be a princess and wear huge dresses all the time. And it's just, it's great to be able to do that and to be able to express myself through this medium that not only do I enjoy, but everybody, so many other people enjoy, and that I can make such great friends and do so many fun things through this awesome art form.
Excellent. What would you say to the idea that, you know, some people say that, you know, cosplaying is just nothing more than you're escaping your mundane self and becoming, you know, these characters you admire? Or do you think it's something more of, yes, I am, but it's because, you know, that identity is a part of me when I portray that character? What are your thoughts on that?
I do agree that it is an escape, but I wouldn't say that it's only an escape. I love my daily life as well. It's not that I try to get away from whatever. It's more of just because I like to add this extra thing to myself. And I always put myself into my costume, you know? It's not me becoming someone else. It's me dressing up as someone else and kind of sometimes acting like them, but mostly being myself and just putting myself out there and saying to the world that I really love this character, not that I am this character. you know?
I would say, yes. So you would say that you are, you know, it's